She imagines him looking at his phone. Hers rings again. Yes?
Hello, it is Stella. You wish still to visit?
Yes, I do, very much.
Is not too early? You have slept?
Yes, thanks. Wondering what sort of hours Stella keeps.
If you will wait beside the guard booth, a car will come. 30 minutes will be good?
Yes, please.
Goodbye.
She stands up in her underpants and a fruit t-shirt and starts dressing. She feels that this requires as formal an effort as she can muster somehow, so it's the good hose from Japan, her French shoes, and skirt thing, rolled out to its full length and pulled up, creating a passable imitation of a dress. She goes into the bathroom and applies makeup, then returns to put on her thin black cardigan and quickly check her email. Damien.
Hard day. I must have told you probably 50 times how deeply I believe in documentary. I know people don't believe I do because I'm the master of artifice, and nothing's ever what it seems, blah fucking blah, but it's true because they say it in those little boxes in the face. Well, I'm questioning it tonight, because today we got that Stuka completely dug out, did I tell you? It's a whole plane, and for some fucking reason it wound up 4 feet under the muck, but this guru character knew where it was. He claims it's dreams and visions, but I think he walked around in the winter with a metal detector. So he'd said, here, this plane is here, dig. And before we came back to London, they'd sunk a trench and hid it. But bribery and threats prevailed, at least till we got back with the extra cameras and crew, because I wanted this plane emerging to be the climax of the film. No idea it would be a Stuka. Blew me away. It's just the most Nazi-looking aircraft. Amazing dive bomber. They used them on the Spanish. Guernica and that. Absolutely iconic. So there it is. Finally today, and it's sitting there, all caked in the grey stuff like an airplane done up as a New Guinea mud man, at the bottom of this great fucking hole they'd dug. By far the biggest excavation yet attempted here, as far as we know, and quite the feat of social engineering to get it done without them opening the canopy and getting into the cockpit. We'd had Brian and Mick stand guard over it the past 2 nights, and the diggers hadn't touched it, but come the day we knew they would, and we'd be set to shoot what we're here for. So a couple of the big ones with the spiderweb tattoos get boosted up onto the wings, which are slippery with muck. But where their boots slip in it, looking down from the edge of the dig, I can see the things in museum condition. Just eerie how well it was preserved. And then Brian gets boosted up to shoot handheld, close, and they're squeezing the grey off the canopy with the edges of their hands. And the fucking pilot's there. You can see the outline of his head, goggles it looked like. Never seen Brian pull his eye off the viewfinder when he's shooting, but he did, just turned around with this, what the fuck? Look, and I signal, go for it, get it. So he did, all of it. Them yanking the canopy open, and how they simply tore him apart. The pilot just came to pieces. They got a watch, a compass from the other wrist, and a pistol, and they were fighting over them, falling off the wing, and he just came apart. And Brian got it all. Plus Mick was second camera and he got a lot. Plus the new guys. I mean coverage, lots. And at some point I look around at Marina and she's fucking laughing. Not your hysterics of horror. She's just fucking laughing at the humour of it. So I'm sitting here in the tent by myself writing this because with one thing and another I told her just to fuck off. And Mick and Brian are drunk and I'm afraid to even look at what they shot. I know I won't. Maybe even tomorrow. But now I think I will go and get well pissed. And how the fuck did he get under there with his airplane? So thank you, as they say, for listening. And don't forget to water the fucking goldfish. I hope you're okay with that shit you had happening. I love you.